Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, y'all? Instead of here, see the half, what it do? Hey! Church Street, South Branch, San Jose, man! Yeah! Here we go!
What up? What's
happening, baby?
I get that what he hating for, boy, you so damn lame. You click the same, a dusty bunch of walking shit stains. Straight to 80, get a city, such a bad name. You ain't back in my rearview mirror, I'm in the fan lane. Still, I hear you loud and clear on your little song. Gone, get your dissing on, why the king gone? Your self-esteem gone, cause I'm back now. Let's see if we can't teach these niggas how to act now. You kiss your ass in, you're jumping bad now. I check your ass in, I shut your ass down. And I deliver front still, I never back down. Who get the lad now, sucker nigga?
What up? What's happening?
Church Street, the first with the work, but we can get it to commercial if you need some shirt. Hey, what I care about who you ask for saying they ain't heard of me? I'm certified, certainly, them videos ain't hurting me. I see a ride with the window rolled down all around that A-town like it's finna go down. If it was ever any questions, niggas finna know now. Retire my throne, I'm surrender no crown. I never bow down, and never say that. Melt the room and make the turn, and whosoever may try. I'm forever with side, and the featherweight guy. Tell them take your best shot, go get yourself high. Cause I yell bank head and you feel left out. I ain't missing your name, that's what all this about.
What up, what's happening?
Yeah.
again, everybody in the house. This is your boy PJ from GA. Once again, another episode of Let the Truth Be Told. I do apologize for the song going a long way right now, but while Murphy Law, since I ain't been in effect in a long time, I will have a bad internet connection, so I cannot get onto my switchboard right now. And I know this is not a good way to say welcome back, but it's always the devil trying to stop it. But we're going to proceed. Just give me 1 second. I can't access the switchboard and everything, but if you're out there listening and you can hear me, 646-595-2203, but without that switchboard, I'm dead as a doughnut because I can't get on my switchboard to let in my callers or anything. Are there any callers out there? Give me 1 second. Golly, man, I tell you what. But today we're talking about supposedly, why can't I just let them in my heart? Why we get that last person, that's so badly and abused and confused, tore our heart to pieces, that we just was misused and abused. And then, you know, the next person come along and we feel like ain't never a dog and holes and bees and all out there left. And that it really ain't nobody for me. And then you meet somebody and you kind of want to let them in, but you really don't, because you just so much sheltered on that past pain and hurt that you went through and for yourself, and you just don't know how you can get over and let it be that you can go ahead and give them everything. And I know it's a tough thing and a tough way to be, but sometimes it happens, and then, you know, sometimes the good guys or the good girls are the ones on the outside left out. And again, I do apologize. I am having technical difficulty right now. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Here we go. Let's see what the deal is. What is the deal? And listeners, again, I do apologize. And I'm trying to get this fixed here ASAP, realizing that things gotta be done a certain way. Why do they wanna mess up right here today? Oh man, come on. And give me some, and something, yeah. Give me some juice, and let me get loose. Again, we are talking about, why am I a victim of the last mate? Oh, man. This is not a good way to say welcome back on BTR. Oh, man. Oh, we can't get in, and gotta get me a co-host going or something, man, and somebody that can access the internet, because I can't get in. But I'll talk back with him again. I do apologize. Having technical difficulty right now. There we go. Back in action here. Let me get this pumped up here real quick. I got green light. I just need to make sure everything fresh and everything good to go and all of that down. Okay, again, I do apologize, y'all. We having trouble. But back in action right now. There we go. I said I want to hear. Now let me get to my sweet boy. I should have about 5 million people that's on there waiting to call in to say something and get their voices heard, their opinions in, and all this other good thing. And again, I do apologize. I had a little technical difficulty. But the man is in the flesh. They're just telling me I need to be hosting my show more often. They didn't want to do this. It's a little ghost in the system. But it's all right. Again, we're talking about tonight about many of us being hurt, misused, and abused. And we just feel like it ain't nobody out there. And then when the next one come along, we just don't really give them a leg to stand on. Just want to know, is it really fair? Again, give us a call in, 646-595-2203. Again, the number is 646-595-2203. And let me get my chat session started here. Get in the chat room, and I got green lights. And apologize, had a little technical difficulty. Devil trying to hold me down, slow me down, but he can't touch this like Hammer say, baby. Back in the day, he can't touch this. And here we go, here we go. Hey, look like nobody want to call in and talk to me. My feeling hurt. Get that tell me you need to get back. Need to get back into the groove of thing, doing this on a regular basis. You ain't gonna lose your fan base. And it's all good though. I'm gonna go to a little radio break right here. And one of my homeboys and I, everybody got somebody special. The love of my life. This for you, girl. Once again, it's your boy PJ from the GA again. Let the truth be told, and we do. Just talking out tonight, why am I having a hard time giving them all of me? Once again, the call in number out there is 646-595-2203. And I got a 678 number coming on. 678, you on the air? Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, it's Connie.
Connie, hey, baby girl.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on with you?
Not much. Trying to move
okay.
And all that kind of stuff, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. Okay, once again, you know, we're back in the flesh. It's your boy PJ, and we're talking tonight. I think we had this call last summer. Why am I having a hard time giving them all of me? And we just pretty much the subject of tonight is, you know, many of us, I'm sure everybody been involved with it. You know, many of us been hurt by it, misused and abused verbally, mentally, emotionally, and we think that no one is out there for us. And then all of a sudden you meet somebody, come along, and we really just don't give them a leg to stand on. And then, you know, I ask this really fair. A good friend of mine just got back from Iraq, and, you know, he had been single for like a couple of years. And I always have stories. You know, I get that one thing about the military. You're always going to hear somebody's problem, somebody's situation. But, you know, he called, and, you know, he was dating this girl, and he feel like she just won't open up to him. And, you know, I kind of tell him, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to do things like that. But then for that person, like my homeboy, we're going to call him Joe, and we're going to call her Jane. So for Joe, Jane ain't really giving him a fair shot, but Jane been hurt so much that she feel like if she let her heart down, then, you know, Joe might do the same thing as the last person did. But to Joe, it ain't really fair. What you got to say about that, Connie?
Well, I mean, it's hard trying to get with anybody once they've been damaged. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And it's hard for that person to let somebody in because they let these other people in and they got damaged. They're trying to eliminate the damage. And the one way to do it is just not to open up. But it's not. I mean, I won't say it's not fair. Because, I mean, you can't go through life trying to prevent any and everything from happening.
Okay, yeah, that's true too, but at the same time, you can't just let your guard down and be a doormat either, you know what I'm saying, to be walked on.
But it's a difference. I mean, you know, you can't, I mean, when you say let your guard down, I mean, you allow people to try to get close to you. But on the other hand, have your eyes wide open when you're doing that. I mean, I've always said that to people. I mean, my thing is this. Yeah, I've been hurt. I've been hurt several times. But that doesn't mean I don't let anybody else into my life. I take everybody and say, okay, this is a new person. I'm just going to treat them like I would normally treat anybody else.
So pretty much what you do, you sort of like me, I guess. I get that why we get along so good. And, you know, you pretty much like, you like, okay, you wipe the slate clean. And say, I'm going to give you a person a benefit of the doubt. And then it's a difference in a lot of people in relationship nowadays. They kind of hesitant to open up to you because, you know, they don't want to get this feeling hurt. And then to the point of, and then, my thing with that, the way I had to self survive, you know, and I always give my story, you know, I don't have no problem with doing it. You know, my wife, when I was married, you know, she got pregnant. Tried to mature, you know the story too, Connie, you know, she tried to put the baby off on me, you know. And then after I went through there to find out the baby wasn't mine, I got divorced. And after that divorce, I would not open up to a woman because for this person I gave my heart to, she betrayed me. So, you know, I felt like if I give my heart to the next woman, she going to betray me. But then, you know, it took to my mama telling me, you know, that the next woman ain't the last woman. You know, and so you can't really say, like, I fully love you or I fully want to trust you if I'm still holding back on giving you everything that I got. And, you know, and so I get to the point where I'm like, I don't want to have flashbacks of what she going to do or what she might say. But then, again, it's a different thing, too, besides holding back. And then, you know, some people hold back and then something happens. Let's say you give them everything. You open up. Then there's something happened or they do something to reflect on something that happened in your past and then you close up. That's a whole different ballgame. And, you know, just like, you know, I'm used to getting verbal abuse. And, you know, I don't block that open door to her coming back. But then when she starts cursing me out and then I clam back up and close up, it's because, you know, you just resemble something in my past that brought back bad memories that I don't want to be a part of.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that I ain't finna go for, and I don't think anybody else gonna go for it, too.
Right.
And,
let's put it this way. Now, when I was in my long-term relationship with my children's father, he was an alcoholic, and he was mentally and verbally and got to the point where it became physically abusive. Now, what I did was evaluated that relationship and looked at what things happened in that relationship and what I feel are things that I don't want to tolerate anymore. These are things that I'm not going to accept from anybody. I don't care who they are. And, I mean, you know, the one thing, like I said, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not going to be with anybody that drinks. Not everybody that drinks abuses
it
or has a problem with it. So I couldn't do something like that, but I also was not going to take any kind of verbal abuse or mental abuse from anybody. That's just a no. That I'm not taking. But I'm not going to say anything about, okay, you can't drink. You can't go out. You can't. No, that's ridiculous. That's just being crazy.
I think that's to the point where, I don't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry, but I think that's the point too. That's where you, like, come into the point where, you know, there's certain specific situations that you're not going to accept, but then some, you know, like you said,
you can't
tell me not to drink because my drinking might not be that last guy drinking. I might know how to hold my own. You know,
right.
I might even drink more than him and still hold my own, but at the same time, when you get to the point saying you can't drink, you can't go to this place, or you can't go to the gym and shoot basketball or lift weights with your friend, then you get to the point where you're trying to change somebody. That's a whole different ball game. You know, you got to accept that person. If they got 6 baby mamas or 13 baby daddies, and you know that you can't change
that.
As
long as they handling their business and they're not having all this, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be in a position where I may be in danger. You know what I mean? Like, if this baby mama just don't like the fact that he's dating anybody and she's trying to, you know, run me over with her car, you know, no, I'm not going, you know, hey, you need to get that handled.
Yeah.
Because, I'm not going to endanger myself, not for anybody. But, you know, but like I said, there's certain things that you accept, certain things you don't accept. And I'm not going to sit up there and just block everybody out because I'm afraid they might do something that another person did. They're not that person. I mean, you need to be afraid of that if you decide, like I said, I don't do do-overs. There are certain situations where I would do that, you know, and because it depends on how me and that person ended the relationship and how
What's
that relationship
you mean?
Ended.
You mean as far as your ex you've had a relationship with?
Yeah. I call them do-overs because there's a reason why we split up in the first place.
But, well, I mean, what if you – okay, let me cut you off with that one then. So what if you – the reason why y'all broke up, what if y'all corrected that? What if he have corrected his deficiencies in that point? And
that's
so,
why I said there are certain situations when I would do it. I'm not saying that I will never do it. I'm just saying there has to be something that had to change in order for me to even entertain the thought of going back to it.
Okay.
Like my kid's father, I will not go back to him. There's too many things involved with him that he would have to get changed in order for me to even consider it. But I don't even want to consider it because the relationship was so bad, and there's a lot of things that I know about him that aren't going to change because that's just his personality. So there were certain things about his personality that I did not like, that I was not willing to accept.
Okay, that's fair. I got another caller coming in. She look like my little sister, caller from the 703. What's up, girl?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. It's your boy PJ. What we're talking about tonight is, why am I having a hard time giving them all to me? We're talking about where we've been hurt before in the past, and then you meet that new guy, that new girl, and you really don't give them, open up to them because you've been so hurt and battered in the past. What's your input on that?
I guess it's fear. Fear of getting hurt again, self-protection.
But is it fair, though? Is it fair to that guy?
No, of course not. It's not fair. But, hey, that's what he have to deal with. If he's really into you, then he'll understand, and you guys can work through it together.
But no, so, okay, let's say hypothetically you and me. Okay, let's say your past guy and he verbal abused you. And so any verbal abuse you hear, you just No, that ain't a good example. Let me get that. No, that ain't right. You see, you just, he have a way of showing, he want to show you affection, but you won't allow him to because you feel like if I show, let, allow him to show me this affection, he going to take my heart and stomp on it just like I showed affection to the last guy and he did the same thing. But is that foul, though? Because he ain't that last guy. True enough, he could be worse, but at the same time, you ain't giving him a fair shot to be who he is.
He could be whatever he wants to be. My reaction should not determine who he is.
But, I mean, if you clamming up and letting him love you and opening up to him, I ain't saying, okay, for instance, just let your guard down, period, get knocked out. No, you know, but don't just sit here. You know, pretty much when society nowadays, it could be, we're going to, dang, my switchboard messing up. 614, I see you out there. I got to reset my switchboard real quick, but I can't get you on right now. But if the past is coming up and, you know, you used to being, you know, I ain't saying let your guard down and then just get knocked out in the face. True enough, but at the same time, you can't sit here and when you meet a guy in society now, black people, which is us, that we always, male in general, you're always meeting somebody. And, you know, you always got one strike against you, for one, because, you know, oh, Lord, he coming with some baggage or some necessarily could be drama and all this, but it ain't necessarily got to be no drama. But you already got one eye open and one eye closed, and that ain't right. I don't care what none of y'all say out there. It ain't right.
You may not have hurt me, but you hurt somebody, so there go your one strike. You earned that one strike.
But, see, that ain't right. Connor, what you say?
What, in regards to, I mean, like I told you before, they, I mean, I'm not.
Oh, Connie like me, though. She like me, Miss Johnson. She not like you.
I'll put it like this. I'm not going to let my guard down totally. I mean, but I'm not going to have, you know, treat that person like the previous person I was with. Everybody starts off with a clean slate.
There you go. What you say about that, Miss Johnson?
With a clean slate, but you got to earn what you get.
I understand that, but if you're holding something, babe, if you're going to hold somebody back based on something from something previous, you're not letting them even get a chance to earn it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not necessarily holding it against them. You showed me that you know how to act, and I, along with those, come the privileges of me showing affection or being open to the thing that you're saying is bothering you, but unless you show me something real special, I could care less.
Then why be involved in a relationship if you're not going to be See, my thing is this. I have to be open to whomever I'm trying to get to know because I want to get to know them. They want to get to know me. I can't let them get to know me if I'm holding things back or I'm not allowing myself to be me. I'm going to be me regardless. I'm going to always be me. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to do anything different just because I got hurt by Joe Blow, you know, last month or whenever it would have happened. I just know that in order for me to be fair to the next relationship I get into, because it's not always that other person's fault why that relationship messed up in the first place, I got to take some blame in that somewhere. And so sometimes I may need to do something else different with myself, and I always look at me first and try to say, now what is it that I can do, because there's always got to be something I can do to make it different, to make it better. I'm not so perfect that every relationship I get in I don't do anything wrong.
Amen. I'm glad somebody out there can at least admit that, you know, we are. What you got to say, Ms. John?
I don't agree with that. I believe that there's good men and there's good women. The percentage of good men is lower than the percentage of good women. So a man is going to go out there and he's going to meet a couple of females, and that female is always going to be the sap. Oh, what can I do to make this relationship work? Oh, he's upset because he's been hurt before.
What I can do to make it work. It's what can I do with myself, because I need to change me. Because the only thing that's the same. What I'm saying is what the only common denominator in all of these relationships is me. So if it's not working in one, then there's something that that, well, there's something that I need to do. I need to either change the type of people I'm trying to deal with. I need to either change something that I do, something, and it could be something really subtle that I don't think is anything wrong with it. But the thing is a lot of people might think it's something wrong with it. And then you look at it and go like, well, is it really something wrong with it? Or is it just these people just too damn picky? It doesn't matter. My thing is one, then you need to find somebody that can accept you for how you are. And that's exactly, but like I said, I'm not going to change anything. I mean, my, not so necessarily change anything. Like I told him with my previous, my kid's father was an alcoholic. Okay, I'm not dealing with anybody that can't. I'm not going to say I'm not going to deal with anybody that drinks, because everybody that drinks is not like him. I drink. I'm not an alcoholic. So I know there has to be other people out there that can drink and not have the same kind of behavior as him. So I can't go and say, I ain't talking to nobody if they drink. That's a no. That's a, and I could do that, but would that be fair? No, because that person.
How is it not fair?
What do you mean, how is it not fair? You're going to judge me just because I drink, and you're judging me based on somebody else's, the way somebody else handled drinking. Not everybody that drinks is an alcoholic. Not everybody that drinks can't handle their liquor. This is a person that would drink, and he'd go out all, you know, whatever night and drink, and come home, he's all drunk and stuff, and drunk driving for one. That's just irresponsible. This is an irresponsible person. So
yeah, let me cut you off for
that,
a minute, Connie. Let me get another one in. 614, I got 949. You want to go ahead and say something?
I'm sorry, what's the topic?
Okay, we're just talking about why am I having a hard time giving them all of me, where you've been through battling abuse and, you know, relationships,
okay,
and then the next person come along, and then you really don't open up to them. Is that a fair shot by kind of holding, not necessarily dropping your guard down, but holding back and from letting them be themselves to something that you've been hurt with in the past, you kind of put an extra shield against, I guess, if that's a fair way to say it, and you kind of holding back. But I got Miss J on the phone. She said that you got to earn it. But how can you earn it if you prevent it?
I agree with, I don't know who it was, she was talking about sometimes you got to look within yourself. I agree with that. And me, myself, I haven't always been able to do that, you know what I'm saying? But I know from jump, I mean, I know that I'm a good woman, period, you know what I'm saying? I'm loyal to my person, whoever I'm with. But I agree, you know, sometimes when you break up in a relationship, you're like, dang, did I do something? You sit there and think about, because I have a bad habit of being, maybe, you know, I've been told, because I'm so independent, of being condescending. I've heard it from male friends and my female friends. I'm like, but like I said, I've been so independent my whole life, so it's like, it's kind of hard to let go of that. But, you know, once you learn, you know, you're with somebody and you're like, damn, well, maybe I was. You sit back and think about it, like, damn. You know, I don't, my pride is not that big that I can't sit back and, you know, evaluate what I do and what I say and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, it may have messed up some relationships in the past, you know, but I mean,
and see,
crap.
And when she says that, see, that brought me to a point where I feel like, I mean, I'm kind of like her. I've been so independent all my life. I don't accept help from nobody. I don't care who it is. I've had to learn how to step back. If somebody wants to help me, I don't always judge them and say, they must want something. They looking for something.
Yeah.
I don't. You do that. And I'm saying that. I mean, and they may want something, and they may be looking for, but not everybody is like that. Not everybody is going to do that.
It is hard to decipher between those people, though, sometimes.
It is hard, but I mean, but you got to do it. But you got to
exactly.
Do it.
A good one that comes out there is, okay, what's your hidden agenda? What you want? You want
right.
Something. Well, I got to want something. You saying the things that people say. You call me. You kind of sweet boy. You're going to be doing this 6 years from now, 6 months from now. You know, sometimes you're not. Being a man, and I will say, sometimes God do things in the beginning that they don't do, but it ain't every guy.
Right.
Oh,
it is not. And that's
there's
why
a, there's another call, there's another caller on the phone. I'm sorry. There's another
God,
caller.
There's always a honeymoon stage in any relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think there's
always
a honeymoon stage. I think that When you first start a relationship, everybody does, they wine you, they dine you, they do everything they're supposed to do to get
and
you.
And that representative leaves.
The representative leaves, and a real individual comes out. You get past, if you can even make it past the first year, and then you'll find out who the true person is. But the first year is a honeymoon. All the fake stuff is out there, but the real stuff, you don't see until you're blinded
right.
to it.
Right.
And then they get you. Then you be in love, and then you start accepting the dumb stuff.
Exactly.
But, I mean, but you have that choice. And, see, and that's what I'm saying. I look at people, and there's certain things that I will tolerate. There's certain things that I will not tolerate. And regardless
of
whether...
When you say tolerate, what do you tolerate in a relationship? Do you tolerate cheating? Do you tolerate...
No. Those are things that... And those are the things that I'm talking about, because some people will. I mean, look at these women that stay married to these men that, okay, buddy, I won't cheat on you again. Duh, they did it again, and they still with them. Excuse me, if that's not something I'm going to tolerate and something I'm not willing to accept, I am gone.
I want to hear Ms. Johnson input on this. What do you say about that, Ms. Johnson?
I just don't agree. There were signs that he was cheating, or there were signs that he was going to be a cheater, and you said, oh, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So I'm going to stop being myself because I want to give this a chance. Listen to yourself, and then you won't have no
reason. But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. You have to evaluate yourself. If you're willing to let your standards down for anybody,
that's BS.
If this is something, I'm not doing that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not going to sit up there and say something, well, he only did it one time. If I even suspect, because I know I'm not a cheater. I have to say the same kind of person as me.
You allow somebody to make you second guess your independence because you have become accustomed to being independent. And when he try to do something for you, which the purpose is probably, let me get some of that booty, you feeling... funny about yourself and your own instincts. You will say, oh, well, maybe I should stop doing for myself. No, doing for yourself makes you happy, but now because this dude wants to do something for you, now you have to think about it. Maybe I'm too independent. Maybe I'm too intelligent. There's no such thing.
Oh, okay. Hold up here, ladies. Hold on one sec. I got my girl Enjoy Love in the chat room with me there. She like my super tag team in the chat room. She's saying that she was mentioned by as far as being independent for so long and how hard it was to let go of a relationship. But she's saying she can agree with that because she's been in the same boat. And she say she can't tell you where to jump in, but if she's allowed you in her life, you got to get in where you fit in.
Exactly. I agree with that. Get in where you fit in. If I'm too independent in this area, then you look for another area and you take over in that area. But I'm not going to stop being me because it – intimidates you, or you, the usual game that you use is not going to work in this scenario because I can do for myself.
And she also said, if you see what responsibilities I'm juggling and you think there's somewhere you can lighten the load, just do it.
Exactly.
I like
And that's what I said. I've always done everything. I don't sit up there. My thing is this. If I can't do it, it's not going to get done. That is my attitude. That has always been my attitude. I express that with my children. I express that with people that I'm dating. If I can't get it done, then it won't get done. And so for me to close off everybody, if somebody came up to me and said, hey, I want to do this for you or I want to do this, okay, my thing is I'm not going to say, oh, never mind, I get it, I can do it. I'm not going to do that because I have done that before. I'm not giving somebody a chance. So because I need to do what I do need to do is try to allow somebody, give somebody a chance to maybe want to do something. All they got to do is not do it, and then that's it. We're done. Because I'm not gonna give you more than one chance to try and do something. I mean, you tell me you're going to do something, because if I tell somebody I'm going to do something for them, I do it. See, this is what I'm saying. I expect the same thing from other people that I put out. So if I tell somebody I'm going to do something for them, then they better do it, because I know I'm going to do
it.
Okay, I got a hold on, one lady, hold on. I got another caller calling in, 740, you're on the air.
Hello. Just listening to the conversation and hearing some of the comments some of the ladies made, I agree with all of the comments. I never really thought about it in the I never really thought about it the way that the one caller put it as far as thinking about yourself, because, you know, you think about that and you think, well, why do you always have to think something's wrong with you because the relationship didn't work out? But I agree when, you know, you said that maybe it's some of the men that you're choosing, or, you know, some of the choices that you're making. So I would definitely agree with that. But also it takes time. It's always a healing process, and everybody's process and journey is going to be a little bit different. So it's like, when do you get through that journey? When do you, you know, I mean, how do you, you know, focus on that process properly and, you know, heal, you know? I mean, there's always going to be some reservation, especially if you've dealt with something in a relationship where you've been hurt. There's always going to be reservation for that next person, whether you admit to it or not. There's always going to be something that you're watching for, something that you're looking for. And I guess the point of it is, you know, getting past that kind of always expecting and trying to pull out the bad part. I mean, that your judgment, and you're so blinded by the bad things that you can't see the good things.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, what do you say about that?
I lost part of what you were saying, but I mean, the thing is like I said, I mean, when I say look at myself, no, I'm not looking to see what did I do wrong, because I don't think that, you know, I'm not saying I did anything wrong. The only thing I did wrong is maybe I wasn't looking at that person well enough to decipher some of the stuff that might have been going on. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, like I said, you become blind. You start, you know, like letting this go, letting that go. No, wait a minute. Hold on. The signs are there. Whenever if something goes wrong in a relationship, the signs are there. They're always there, whether or not you see them or not. And then if you go back and you look, what was there that I should have picked up on? And it's not necessarily because of something I did. It was something that they were exhibiting. I mean, I don't say that. I can say with my children's relationship, their father, I wasn't the bad person in that relationship. He's the one that had the issues. He definitely had the issues. Because I would do whatever I could for him because I thought he cared about me. But apparently he really didn't. And I said, okay, let me look at what was going on in that relationship and say, I should have been able to see this. I should have, and then, like I said, there were some things that I was allowing to happen that I shouldn't have been allowing to happen, and
so,
that's,
I mean,
where I take the blame.
Hold on, I'm going to cut you out now, because I'm the only man in here, and I ain't finna be sitting here now. You know, men do wrong more so than women. I will say that.
No doubt.
But at the same time, okay, golly, y'all. All I want to tell y'all one time, just hold on, just listen.
What it is, y'all?
All you haters, now quit tripping. Now I'm just trying to say, but listen. And it takes two to make it nowadays. I don't care what you do, but at the same time, when there's a wrong, it's too wrong. I mean, it's two reasons for that wrong. It ain't that one person did something. You evidently, as a man, did something to affect that woman, and that, as a woman, you evidently did something to make that man act that way. So I mean, ain't nobody pointing the finger. I don't want to hear what you say, but I'm kidding.
You saying women give men a reason to cheat, right, or sneak around and do crazy stuff, right? I'm asking you. You said there's a reason.
Because no, any actions you take in a relationship, any real actions you take in a relationship, you in control of you. I don't believe there's anything that anybody can do to me to make me act any different than what I'm gonna normally do.
That's right.
Nobody
that's
can pull me out of my character.
That's a choice.
Cheating
is a choice.
Exactly.
Cheating is a choice. Without a doubt, it's a choice.
It's not a situation comes up and, oops, I cheated. I'm sorry.
Let me, like how my ex, he went to the, he went over to the girl's house to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You,
why'd you have to go over the house to have a conversation? Why couldn't you just if you was having a conversation, you could do that over the phone. You go over somebody's house for a conversation,
exactly.
and you didn't expect to have sex.
Right,
come on
right.
Now.
See now, but see, my thing is this: I could go to somebody's house and have a conversation. That don't mean that I'm gonna have sex with them just because I can't. I mean, some things you need to take care of face to face because somebody needs to look me in my face and understand. Look, I'm serious about what I'm talking about. I can be blabbing all on the phone, and you got the phone away from your ear because you can't not deny me when I'm in your face talking to you. You gonna look.
Okay,
at me
let me stop all y'all 1 minute. Okay, y'all. I'm not opposed to help, but she may not ask because she was raised to be self-sufficient. So to her, what you would do willingly and voluntarily would mean more to me than what I have asked of you as though I'm parenting you.
Yeah, I don't ask anybody I don't ask anybody for anything. If somebody tells me they're going to do something for me, I'm like, okay. And as long as I can get you're going to tell me when you're going to have to tell me when you're going to do it. This is not one of those,
I'm going to do
this for
you. Are you a cancer? Are you a cancer?
No, I am not.
Okay.
I'm not a cancer.
She also said, since y'all went to the cheating role, she's saying, I begin any relationship saying, if I'm not meeting your needs, please respect me enough to leave, but do not disrespect
Thank
me and
you.
Cheat and believe that I
Absolutely.
Will get the blame.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely, because that person does not respect you.
Yeah, men, they want their cake and eat it, too. They want their cake and eat it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Never
some of them do. Let's put it that way. Some of them do.
Some
I
people could. Some men
said,
could be diabetic and don't want no cake.
Okay, diabetic. Y'all gonna have whatever y'all want anyway, regardless. Y'all can have a high blood pressure, still want all that fried food and all that high blood pressure. Y'all gonna get it regardless.
Okay.
But I don't assume that every guy that I'm with is gonna cheat. I don't make that assumption. I don't have that guard up going.
But if you did,
I ain't gonna lie. I have, and I do to an extent. Right now, I ain't gonna lie. I do.
And if you do, then is that giving that guy a fair shot?
Well, the thing is if you got that guard up anyway, it's something that he's emanating that makes you think that about.
Yes.
I mean,
no, but you got that guard up initially.
Just
like you just said.
But I understand it. But just me being the person that I am, you know what I'm saying? It may have, you know, kicked me in the ass before, but you know what I'm saying? I've always been the person to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just being like that. That's just something else. But if I had that strong gut feeling that something was going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're waking up with it, you're like, oh, something ain't right. Something is not right. And I'm asking you questions, and I'm not liking your answers. You know what I'm saying? You going all around the questions, or you got an excuse for every single question I asked you. I'm like, yeah, that's not making sense. That's not. That's a lie right there. Something wrong.
Look,
and my gut feeling has saved me, and it has saved me, honestly.
Now, you know what? Now, I tried to have a long distance relationship. I'm not opposed to it, but I know that, you know, something could be going on if I'm doing that.
Hell, something could be going in your same city.
I don't have my guard is not up so much. Like, okay, I know he must probably cheating because I'm not there and blah. I'm not like that, but I do make sure that I don't let my guard down too much. And it was like it had been a few months. I hadn't seen him. And, you know, and I was like, I made a comment about, you know, I was going to come down there to see him. And he didn't answer me back. And I'm going like, okay.
Damn.
I said, he probably dealing with somebody. And I left it alone. And, you know, because, I mean, I wouldn't do anything. I really didn't care. Because at this point, I've kind of gotten detached from the relationship because we hadn't been speaking. And, you know, over... from a 3 month time period, we may have talked maybe two or three times. And so then next time I told him, I said, you know, said something about, I'm coming down there to see you, or you don't want me to come see you. He said something about, I'm seeing somebody right now. And I was like, oh, that hurts. And I mean, really, it didn't really bother me. I just said that to him. And he was like, well, I'm sorry or something. I said, well, you don't have to be sorry. All you had to do was say, hey, I'm seeing somebody else now. And you know, I would have moved on. I wouldn't, and which is what I did. But then,
maybe
of course,
he just said that. Maybe he just said that.
No, he ain't just said that. He's seeing somebody else. But because you know what happened? Because every time I ask him about, he would sit, like 2 weeks later, he coming, well, we, can I come see you? Can when are you going? Look, man, I thought you were seeing somebody. Hold on. I thought you were seeing somebody. And, you know, and he was like, you know, and it just was, he just kept trying. And I'm going like, what's wrong with the person you with? And he's like, nothing is wrong with him. I said, well, then you need to be getting with them, asking them about getting together. Because it ain't no point in calling me because you already told me. And so then when I did start dating somebody, he called me again and asked me about that. And he was like, and I told him no. And he said, why not? And I said, because I'm seeing somebody. And I left it at that because I'm like, yeah, it's going to come up back around and bite you in the ass. Don't play me like that.
Okay. Hold on, everybody. Let me put everybody on hold on for a minute. I got a call calling out from Texas. 214, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with? This is my big sister.
This is your big sister.
What's up, girl?
Nothing. What's the topic? I missed the topic. I'm late.
We are talking about why am I having a hard time. We were talking about why am I having a hard time giving them all of me, where you've been hurt in the past and then you meet somebody and you really don't give them a fair shot because you've been hurt so much. And we're asking, was that really fair? But then we ventured all the way over to men cheating.
It goes hand in hand. Believe that.
It does.
Well, Mika, I'm going to let you talk right now. Everybody don't hang on, but I'm going to just, it's a lot of noise, so I'm going to put everybody on mute real quick. So, Mika, you got the flow all by yourself. What do you say?
I don't know. I'm dealing with a cheater.
Huh?
I don't know what to say other than he a cheater. Oh, yes,
ma'am.
Oh,
hell, you just done made the whole
up top,
everybody
up top.
Oh, Lord, God. Why he cheating me? Okay, we don't flip the show now. Enjoy. You hear this baby in the chat room? Woo.
Well, you know, he got this thing for black women, but he like Mexican women, love. But he knows
so
he can't bring the Mexican woman around because I'm going to kill him and her.
Why you going to kill women, violence? You see, this is why men are afraid.
If I done beat the shit out of you twice, why keep coming back? You must like that.
Okay, why keep going on with that in the relationship? Why not just cut it loose and go on and find somebody else?
You know what? Let me tell you, Flipper. I don't know who in the apartment this nigga got watching me, but every move I make, he can call me and tell me what I got on, what time I left, where I'm going, what I'm doing. And I let her.
So just as well as men cheat, realize that 90% of men that cheat in a male in a heterosexual relationship, they cheat with women. So you women just as faulty as the men, though. So don't sit here male bashing men cheating on the only one on here.
Thank you.
So, sometimes.
I know,
what I'm saying is
why get mad at her? You need to be mad at him. He's the one that has a relationship with you, and if you got,
oh, yeah.
Like I said,
I'm mad at him, but if she there with him, she's just going to have to get got too. That's just what it is.
No, see, that my thing is this. If you respect yourself, you make him respect you. If you can't respect, but you can if you're going to still deal with him. I'm not dealing with anybody that don't respect me as much as I respect myself.
I'm gonna put my hands on. I done beat the shit out of him once. I beat the shit out of him twice. Now I'm gonna beat the shit out of him for a third time, and that's gonna
be my third. You need to go to anger management. That's what you need.
I done been to anger management twice. Stop playing. I done been twice.
But I mean,
you need to go to anger management.
What is that helping? How is that helping you in that relationship?
It makes me feel a lot better because three strikes you're at. So when I put my hands on for the third time, I'm done completely. But I'm going to let you feel the anger. I don't want you to feel the anger just from listening to me talk to you. I want you to feel the anger, feel the pain, and I'm done. Now, if she just happened to be with him at the time and she thinks she needs a protection, I'm going to get her.
It's right there. It's right there.
But I mean,
if I tell you to
be done.
If I tell you to leave my house. And then I get a knife, and you say I done been stabbed or something. Oh, well, you used to the violence. You know it's you. But
hey, my girl in the chat room, My girl in the chat room just said, ain't no need to fight. Just leave. There's something more out there. There's more fish in the sea.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. And I'm not saying it's not. But you know me. You know I'm a Capricorn. I'm stubborn. I'm going to put my hands on it. It's going to be my third time. I'm going to be done.
Okay, I'm having trouble in the chat room. Okay.
Like the last time I went to emergency with him. When I went to emergency with him, I told the doctor, call 911. This is domestic violence going on. I threw hot water on him and beat the shit out of him. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute. I want 740 to respond on this, and I'm gonna put everybody on mute because we got a lot of double talk. 740, what you got to say?
I'm just listening to the show now. I'm kind of lost with all of the. There's a lot of bickering going on. So
well, pretty much everybody, all y'all women out there, just done got on the man reasoning. Boy, the reason y'all hold this shield up is because me and Chief. But hell, just me and Chief, y'all women cheat too.
I would agree with that.
But we do it better, though.
Ain't about doing it better or who do it worse.
We don't have to get tired. We not stupid cheaters. Men are stupid cheaters. Men do not know what they're doing.
Okay, I'm going to let mine. You want to say something?
It's true that we all cheat, males and females. But the thing is, it's not really an excuse, but we do it for different reasons. It doesn't make it right though, not at all. You know, men for the most part they cheat because they're greedy. They want their cake and eat it too, for the most part. Number one reason. Women, we cheat because we feel like we ain't getting what we supposed to get from our man. You know, he ignoring us, he always gone, he always I don't have an excuse. So we just feel lonely. We take care of home, we doing everything else. We're tired. We're tired of being ignored.
Okay, I'm gonna put y'all on hold one time. Let me see if my 706 want to say something. She might not want to say nothing. 706, you want to say something? She don't want to say nothing. She want to listen. Jiffy GP. All right, everybody back in. I got 740 back in. 949, you back in. 214, you back in. I got a unknown caller calling in. Unknown caller, you on the line. Who am I talking with?
Hello?
Hey.
I've been abused.
What did he say?
I've been abused.
Did he say he's been abused?
Are you the one getting your ass beat three times a day?
Did I put my hands on you? It might have been me that hit you.
Okay, we're going to let it speak, ladies. Come on now. Y'all done had the flow now. You've been abused, okay. So how abused have you been? Oh, he done hung up. He must have feeling when I got hurt. Y'all see, y'all be on him. Y'all got to calm down, man. Again, if you're out there listening in the chat room, you can give us a call in 646-595-2203. Again, that number 646-595-2203. And we were talking about, is it fair to hold back in a relationship because of your past? And then we ventured over to men cheating, people cheating. We're going to say people because a man cheats with a woman. A woman cheats with a man, but 9 times out of 10 women cheat with both men and women. And so, yeah, it's true. Women do it better. They do it good, but like they said, it don't make it right. And that's the problem with society nowadays is that everybody do want to have their cake. But I'm going to just put a pause out for a brief moment. I don't want y'all to hang up on me, but I just want to play this one song to let y'all know what real relationships is all about and what it means. So y'all just check this out, listen to it, and I'll be right back in a moment.
Your heart is broken.
Now, I just really hope y'all ladies have just really listened to that. Little call, just, you know, there's still some good guys out there. So just don't deal with the dogs and all the trapping dogs, okay? Connie, what you got to say? Now, we're going to get back. I got to do something. I got to say something. In the chat room, my baby, Enjoy Love, she says that cheating is disrespectful and scornful, whether by the man or a woman. It creates bitter feelings for both mates. For both, and makes it hard to be trusted in a new relationship. And what that does is the meaning of the topic. And what we're saying is, because you did get cheated in a relationship, so that next guy, you're going to really automatically assume that he's cheating because he's a man. But is that fair to that guy, that next guy, because he don't cheat? He never cheated. You know, me perfectly, for example, I was married. I was in the military. I love my wife. My wife is kept in a pile of boo-boo. I would kiss the bottom of her feet. When I was overseas and I felt I was in the mode to even attempt to cheat or flirt, I pick up the phone, call my wife, and say, hey, baby, I was drinking. This girl was trying to kiss me. You know, then all of a sudden I come home and she's pregnant and get pregnant by another man. Try to put the baby off on me. You know, I'm epitome of a good guy. You know, I'm not saying that because it's me. I'm just saying number two. Yeah, I have done wrong. I have cheated in the past before. But it was because of a different reason. Like y'all said, you know, I cheated before because, okay, I wanted oral sex and this girl wouldn't give me oral sex, but the other girl would. So, I mean, stuff like that, you know. So just like y'all cheat for different reasons, men do too. But they never said they got to have their cake and eat it too. I got a 614 caller, 772. Who am I speaking with?
Andy Smith, how you doing?
What's going on, dude? How you doing? Oh, got another call calling in. Hold on, Ms. Smith. I got 678. 678, hold on 1 second. I'm going to let Ms. Smith have the floor. What we're talking about tonight is, what we started talking about was, why do we make it so hard for the next person in the relationship after we've been hurt, battered, abused, and misused? Why do we have that shield up for that next person coming along? Is it really fair to hold that shield up? And what's your input on that?
I think we all need a shield up until that person proves that they're not there to harm you, that they're not, you know, too many people are playing games. It's just a game nowadays. That's what happened with Steve McNair. You play games with the wrong person, and it can be tragic for any person. I mean, some people are so, you know, they're already fragile, and then here comes someone who wants to bat them around like a little mouse and maybe cat, and you never know what can happen. I think we all need to keep our guards up until somebody proves that they come in peace.
Okay. I see your point, and you do have a point, but at the same time, it go both ways. It go both ways, and reason guys or women, people in general, I say in relationship, because it goes either. You don't, if you got this chill up and this person that's genuine, trying to be genuine to you, but you're not allowing them, you know, it gets frustrating to the point where you're not allowing them to be genuine and wholeheartedly to you, and therefore you still taking it piece by piece, and then they get frustrated trying to give you their all, trying to show you that I'm not him, I'm not her, and you don't let them be that person that they are, then they venture out to go and be that person to somebody else. And I mean,
well, you know what? I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'm going to tell you what, this is where anybody that gets in a relationship is where they mess up. If you start letting whoever, that male or female, start letting that other person know what that other person did wrong, that gives them ammunition to either hide how they going to do it or how they going to present themselves to you. I don't tell nobody much of nothing. I mean, it's like, you know, no, I'm not with him anymore. You know, we had our differences, and that's it. I'm not letting them know that, hey, I'm not dealing with somebody that's a drunk. I'm not dealing with somebody that don't want to go to work. I'm not dealing with somebody that don't do this or don't want to do that. I'm not giving them all that ammunition.
Okay, Connie, let me stop you right there.
I want to let them be themselves. Okay.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Okay. Now, I understand where you're coming from right there. You know, but at the same time, man, let's say you and I, okay, we're sitting down, we're over dinner, you know, so I'm sitting here. I'm really genuinely want to get to know you. I want you to tell me everything about you, and if you holding back things, the negative part, are you really still being openly and honest? You know, I can sit here, I got a lot of past issues, and not necessarily issues, but things in my life that's very sacred to me. And if I open up to you and I tell you these things, then I'm trusting a good part of my history in my life with you. You know,
but I promise you, I'm not going to open up to you and tell you that kind of stuff until at least until a year has passed. It's
but
not,
I mean, you're not being honest up front, wholeheartedly,
no,
bro. You're still holding back. You're still keeping secrets. I mean,
no,
if we're putting on the table, then we're going to be.
It's not that I'm holding back. It's just basically like she said, what the first caller said in the beginning, they got to earn that. Somebody has to earn to be able to learn that much about me and to know all and everything about me. I can't just open up and just spill my guts to anybody I meet right from day one. There are certain things that I'm willing to share, but there's also some things that I do have to keep sacred to myself.
Okay.
I trust that person.
I'm going to let 740 speak on that now. What do you say about that?
Can you repeat that, please, about opening?
You're going to sleep. Okay, sleep on it. This is not sleep on the show. This call Let the Truth Be Told.
I'm not.
Go sleep on the show, then. I got a button over here say hang up. I click. Now it's playing. But now what it's saying is, she's saying she won't reveal anything. I mean, she do have a point where, yeah, if I tell you all of this, that is kind of high. Your transgressions, your faults. If I tell you, okay, yeah, my wife cheated on me, you know, she slept with such and such, you know, if I don't tell you this, but if you're trying to get a one-on-one heart-to-heart and that person is trying to open up and tell you about himself and wanting you to tell them about you, if you don't tell them about your past or the thing that you went through, even is it fair? That's the whole topic. Is it really fair that you're still holding this stuff back because you just wait for him to do something like that?
I mean, I agree with what she's saying. I think that she's made a lot of great points tonight, but it goes back to what the other caller says as well, that when you first meet someone, you're not going to get their representative. So there's still going to be that trust issue there. You know, you have to, that trust is going to come eventually, but just right off the rip, especially when you've been in hurtful relationships, things that have happened in the past, there's going to be some type of reservation there, no matter what. I mean, no matter if you admit it or not, there's always going to be that reservation there and the getting to know. Because if initially, you know, somebody can pretend to be all great, but again, it's 6 months down the road, a year down the road, are you going to be the same person that I initially met? Are you going to stay
the same? Are you going to be the same person? I mean, it works both ways. Are you going to be the same person?
I mean, of course there's going to be some changes made, but when I say are you going to be the same person, what I mean, that person that I met that's opening the doors, that's pulling out chairs, that's rubbing my feet when I'm tired, that's wanting to be the understanding person and saying that you're the communicator, you know, now, a month later, 2 months later, are you going to be that same man a year later? Are you still going to be that communicator? Are you still going, you know, to pull out the chairs and open the doors, or is that just to get what you want? Are you just playing the game to get what you want?
Okay, I forgot about my girl in the chat room. Enjoy says, she do believe you are innocent until proven guilty and not the other way around. But proactively, she put her concerns on the table, giving both of us a way out and then proceed accordingly. That's what I'm talking about. But Connie says she's not going to do that. Connie ain't going to give you ammunition to hide your secrets from. And
I'm not saying hide your secrets, but I'm just saying that I can't just open up and just, I mean, it'll happen and it'll come, and I won't know when that time will come. I'm not going to even put a time limit and say it needs to come. It doesn't need to come within 2 weeks. It doesn't need to come within 2 months. I'm not going to put a timetable on it. It's after I get to start knowing that person and can see, like I said, I've always looked at people from the outside looking in. I've never looked at anybody just from what I want to see. I always look at them, and I've been able to do that in any relationship I've ever been in. And I can tell a bullshitter from when I first walk up to them. I mean, I don't have to wait for them to start showing me or for them to start doing so. I know it from within about 15 minutes of talking to them, whether they're full of it or not.
Okay, Miss N.D. Smith, you got your comments. The floor is yours.
Oh, I have a scenario. Okay, I was dating this guy, and for some emergency, he left town and was gone a long time. And then there was always this, oh, well, I can't come because this happened, and now I got to stay because that happened, and I don't have a way to get back. And then all of a sudden, come to find out, he's going out of town other places looking for jobs. So really he has no intention of coming back to begin with. So how do you trust somebody with that?
Connie.
So when he went out of town, he didn't tell you what he was going out of town for.
It was an emergency, family emergency.
But you said that he was looking for jobs.
Yeah. In other cities, not even the city he went to, and certainly not the city I live in. So why keep a relationship going then if that person is not making an effort to even, one, be in the same city with you?
I wouldn't do that either. But you know that you can't make somebody be honest with you. But like I said, you can look at it and see like he ain't been back here. He keep making excuses. I see. At that point, I'd have been and gave up on it anyway. I'm like, look, you can't get back. You don't seem like you're trying to get back. You have to kind of look at that stuff that people are doing. I mean, are they really trying to make an effort to get back, or do they always have an excuse as to why they can't? Because I'm telling you, anywhere I want to go, I can get there. By hook or by crook, I can get there. Anywhere I want to go, anybody I want to see, I can do that. I can make it happen. I can always make it happen. And especially if it's somebody that I care for and I respect. I'm not, and that's the other thing. I'm going like, you got to look, does that person respect me?
Right.
And if they're not respecting you, then you know it's not going to work. Somebody got to respect me as much as I respect myself. just like I told, like the guy I was talking about earlier, would keep calling me and texting me and trying to have sex with me. And I'm sitting here going like, man, I said, I respect myself more than that. That I wouldn't even, I mean, as much as I would have liked to have done it, the fact that he told me he was with someone else, I'm not lowering myself to go be with him just because he wants to come get with me. Even though I know he has somebody else, he doesn't respect her. He doesn't respect me.
Right.
He's with somebody, and he's trying to get with me. Too many women get caught up in when they, girl, he still want me. No, he don't. He don't respect you. He does not respect you. He can't. That's not even possible. Because if a man wants you and wants to be with you, he's only going to be with you.
Right.
He's not going to have somebody. It's not going to be, yeah, I can't get my divorce yet, or she, you know, it's financially hard for me to be. No, you will make a way.
Right. And
I'm
it goes
not,
back to the independent woman thing. I don't have time. I don't have time to play
thank
games.
You. Right.
I don't have time to waste. I have agendas and plans and all that other stuff. Now, if somebody comes into
right.
my life and they
and fall in
that, then that's awesome. But when you start taking away,
yeah, right. I'm not going to let anybody take away from me.
I don't have
no.
that.
No, don't. I absolutely
that mean
don't.
That I'm not giving in. It doesn't mean that I'm not willing to give all of myself. I am, but I'm not willing to waste
it just
time.
Depends. It depends,
right.
too. I mean, what are the family emergencies? Hello?
Yeah,
say that again.
Family emergencies happen.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and you have to kind of put yourself in that person's, you know, position as well and think, I mean, how would you want that person to react to you had it been, I mean, now, it's totally different if he's just being dishonest again, but
right.
were there really family emergencies?
Yeah. Well, that's fine. The family emergency thing, you can understand that, but when you notice that this person is putting in job applications in whole other cities that have nothing to do with you or where the so-called emergency was, then something's
right.
wrong.
Right.
right.
You definitely want to ask yourself, what are his plans for you? Does
right.
he plan to maybe, you know, take you there, or maybe he's planning a life on the side without you?
Right, because, like I said, I got my own plans. So if we got together and then worked around plans, then maybe we could move to somewhere else and do other things, but that, I'm not being included in that plan then. If you already
right.
know,
if,
I have
yeah.
obligations.
If he's a,
have you
yeah, I've got obligations
person?
Where I am. And you
how
make
did
an,
you find out he was? How did you find out that he was yes. applying other places, and have you discussed that with him?
Online, on Facebook, not even discussed with me. I just happened to see it. Oh, okay. You just went
wow.
to so-and-so and boom. All right. Yeah. Hmm. So.
So
and
there,
like
I mean.
That person does not respect you. They don't have enough respect to say, look, I'm trying to find jobs. Like, you know, somebody that respects you, when they're doing something that's not normal or something that's out of the normal, when they respect you, they will include you in it. They will
right.
tell you, hey, I'm looking at jobs such and such. I'm thinking about relocating, whatever.
Right.
How do you
matter
feel about it?
There are children involved in the relationship. How long is the relationship,
right.
you know, how long have you been in the relationship and are there children involved?
Not long enough to keep trying to hold on. So if it's not working or it's looking like it's going to be a problem, then it's best to cut off right then and there before you do get attached. Because,
right.
you know, I was feeling him, but I wasn't attached like that. So it's easy to say, okay, well, bye-bye. And I think I should have the right to be able to do that. We can be friends and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not her. Don't play me like her because you don't want to see who I can be. Don't play me like that. You know? Let me go on about my business. I see right now there's going to be some problems, and I don't have it. Can't fit it in on the schedule. All right.
Yeah, we don't need no Steve McNair.
I mean, but, you know, and see, and that in itself, that was just, this man was in a committed relationship. He had made a vow to this woman under God. That's who he was going to be with. And he disrespected her so much that he traipsing around with this little 20-year-old. And I say he got his just desserts. He got what he
Come
deserved.
Come on now. Nobody there to be killed now.
I'm sorry. My thing is this. You can't. I mean, so what? So his wife got what she deserved? What? I mean, did she deserve to have her husband going around being, you know, being with some other woman?
Two women.
She didn't deserve that. She said nobody does right. anything to deserve that.
Right.
But the other woman, I mean, come on now. If you know you're the other woman, you got to be a little smart about the situation. Do you actually think he's
right.
going to leave the wife and be with you? And if
Thank
he does,
you.
I mean, come on, he's
Thank
cheating
you.
On the wife with you. So what do you think he's going to do to you?
Right.
Absolutely. She was a kid, and we don't really know what he was telling her. He could have been telling her, oh, I'm leaving, and then all of a sudden flipped the script on her. So
right. But that's, what the, but that's what they said happened, is that he had been telling her that he was going to divorce his wife. And then, like we said, we don't know if then eventually he just said, you know, finally came up to her and said, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to leave my wife. And, of course, now she's hurt. But, see, that's when you're dealing with crazy people. And, see, and that's why I say you don't put yourself in those kind of positions. Don't put
right.
yourself in that
that's,
kind of
that's
position.
That's why you back away, especially if you know that your heart is not ready. If you already know that your heart is
Because his heart, look, because his heart wasn't ready because he hadn't divorced his wife,
mm-hmm.
period. His heart was not ready. If he was ready, he'd already had a divorce.
Maybe
I
his
say,
pocket
you know,
wasn't ready to pay no divorce settlement.
That's too damn bad.
Then he should have thought about that before he unzipped his pants for some
reason. Come on,
let's
right.
see him in that funeral yesterday. Can y'all please let the quarterback rest in peace?
Men, they stick together.
No matter what.
If it was the other way around, if it was a woman who had did it to some star or whatever, you'd be like, oh, that's what she gets. That's what she deserves.
Now, no, because it ain't like that.
But, like I said, he didn't have any respect for himself or his wife, period. That's all it comes down to.
And nobody should, you're right, nobody should be killed for any reason. I have never been to the point where I wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah, right.
Of course. But
mm-hmm.
I guess I just feel like in a relationship, the most important thing is honesty. Because, again, if I'm not feeling you, something's wrong, I'm just going to let you know. That's why I just live by you. Never play with anybody's feelings because you never know what state of mind that person is in. You can be with somebody, live with them, be in a relationship with them for years and never really truly know them and know what they may be capable of doing in the event that they're hurt. Because people
right.
react out, you know, I mean, they just react out of hurt. And, you know, he may not have thought that she would have done anything like that. Who's to say that maybe she didn't make, you know, that like you said, the signs are always there, but sometimes we choose not to see the signs.
To see them, right.
I know from coming out of an abusive relationship, again, as you stated earlier, signs were there in the very beginning, but I chose to ignore the signs.
Right.
Sometimes
and
we just don't look hard enough.
That's the one. When you see BS. Early on, it's best to run because BS usually grows. It doesn't just minimize. No, if it's going to be
right.
BS in the beginning, it's going to be some more. So why
right.
stick around and deal with that? Who has time for that? Come on. And nobody's perfect. No, nobody's perfect. It's always going to be some little thing that you don't, you know, particularly like about a person. You're never going to find somebody that's absolutely just peaches and cream perfect, but still, when you see stuff that
but
you don't like, that you know
but
you're
you
not going to put up with.
Right, but you definitely have to, yeah, you find those things that, hey, this is not something I'm willing to accept about
right.
somebody.
All right, ladies, I hate to cut y'all off. It was a pleasure. My switchboard to mess up, but 10:30
wow.
is here. It's time to go. So,
He's kicking us out. No.
No, and enjoy in the chat room. You can hear me. My switchboard messed up, so I can't say my good nights or whatever, but I do appreciate everybody that participated in the chat room, and I can't even play my music to go off with. But once again, let the truth be told, back on the air, once again, once a week, in the flesh. And so be careful again. Be cool, be safe, be patient, and be safe again. As always, PJ from GA talking at you, and so everybody have a good night.
All right. You have a good one.
Thanks for the show.
Okay.